This is Mile One Turf Talk on Baltimore's ESPN Radio 1300. Call 410-481-1300 to talk Terps. Now, here's your host, Bruce Posner.
Back on Mile One Turf Talk, and unbelievably, Duke is imploding. They have lost a 17-point lead. The score is now tied against Florida State. There are no easy games in the ACC, at least on paper. And, you know, no matter what the paper says or whatever the odds say, you don't know what's going to happen. There are some easy games, but, wow, it's unbelievable, Florida State comeback. I want to talk about the Fast Breakers for a second. If you want to show your support for Terrapins men basketball and have a great time while doing so, join Gary's Fast Breakers today. Chalk talks with the coaching staff, dinner with the players, travel on a road game to an ACC road game with the Terps. I think the next game is Virginia. Much, much more. Introductory offer for new members is only $100, but you must be a Terrapin Club member. Join the Fast Breakers today at www.fastbreakers.com or call 410-692-2305. And we want to thank Rick Furlow and Steve Hyman for help supporting the show. And Fast Breakers is just a great group. I've had a lot of fun with it. There seems like there's events all the time. There's a big event watching this Saturday over at Dave and Buster's. Moving along here, Dino, let's get down to the Wizards a little bit. We haven't talked much about him in a while, but Caron Butler has moved his status up and up and up, and these two wins against the Celtics in the past week were really something to behold. His performance Monday night was incredible. I know you watched every second of the game.
Right.
And were relaying everything to me while I was at the Maryland game. Go ahead.
Butler has absolutely elevated his game to he's in one of those elite classes. He's got to be one of the three or four best forwards in the game right now.
Well, you know, in the All-Star voting, I mean, he's not even in the top three, I don't think, but you have Garnett listed as a forward, which doesn't make much sense to me.
No, center.
But, and also, you can't make too much of a case for LeBron, although the way Caron's playing, him and LeBron to me are interchangeable because Caron is doing it all. And for him to be doing this without Arenas there, number one, has changed everybody's outlook on the Wizards, including Agent Zero, who today in his blog that we both read is saying that was really complimented Caron, but said, you know, we're a good team with Caron with the way he's playing. But when I come back, we're going
to
be a great team.
He had to get that in.
Caron agreed, in essence.
Right.
Okay? But Gilbert, if he doesn't get his six-year max contract, he will not be back. How do you feel about that?
The thing regarding chemistry, and I was not a good chemistry student all through school,
right.
As you
but
might
you know
guess.
Chemistry.
As you might guess, but I know chemistry.
Right.
I know that these guys, all the surrounding cast, they all know their roles now for the first time. Every guy specifically knows his role, and moreover, they've all stepped up, and they're performing. They're not standing around like they did when Arenas was holding the ball a lot of the times because they knew he was going to shoot, and Butler keeps guys involved.
It's going to be a work in progress, but let's give some credit to Antonio Daniels, all right, maybe the most underrated guard in the NBA. He is so unselfish, yet he has a good shot. But he distributes the ball, has no caring for his stats or anything. All he does is win. And here's a stat you're going to love. In the 21 games that Antonio Daniels started,
Right. Okay,
the Wizards are 14-7.
Wow.
Now that says volumes about him. And the other thing about Caron, and we certainly have to talk about Brendan Haywood's performance over the year, and Anton. It's not just Caron. But Caron doesn't seem to hit the rim anymore. It seems like his shot, the trajectory of his shot, just hits the net and nothing else. Have you noticed that?
He is in a zone. He's having a year that's beyond belief. Just what a talent.
Well, the Wizards are 20-17 now. They're 17-12 without Gilbert. Gilbert's talking about maybe starting a comeback around the All-Star game or a little bit afterwards. We'll see what happens. But this is going to be interesting to watch because Caron is not tried to take over that that subtle leadership role that maybe Gilbert has Although everyone with the Wizards will tell you Caron is the leader of the team. He is the heart and soul of the team. And last year, when Caron didn't play, the Wizards did not win.
Absolutely.
Okay? They won one game when Caron was not in that lineup. Caron Butler did it to Maryland in that finals of the regionals when he played out of his mind, even though Maryland did pull out the win. And he's getting better and better, and he is a true warrior and also a great guy and a great influence.
Absolutely.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think the Wizards can go the distance without a Gilbert. They need somebody in that role.
I agree. To beat the elite teams on a nightly basis, I think they are going to need Arenas. And I got to keep my eye on Petrov, who came back. The 7-foot Russian finally played.
Work in progress. We'll see how he goes. 42-22 in the past two seasons in the games where Arenas, Jameson, and Butler all played. If you remember, we talked about this last year. Last year, before Arenas got hurt, the Wizards were in first place in the
East. Before the injury, right.
Before the injuries. A lot to look forward to for the Wizards.
Well, you know what I think of Jameson. You mentioned Jameson. I'm a huge fan of Jameson. What, to me, he's one of the most underrated players in the league. What a talent. Double-double every night. I love Jameson's game.
Right, and they need to re-sign him, and he is a free agent. And,
right.
You know, there's a few money issues, and we'll see how the Wizards go. But Ernie Grunfeld and Eddie Jordan are doing a great job, especially Eddie. To lose your number one player, very few teams could do
but
that.
Hold up like
right,
this.
And hold up like Eddie has. So hats off to Eddie Jordan.
We got two number ones coming next year in the draft.
Right, because of the trade for the guy to Memphis.
For the Spaniard.
Right.
And what happened, and who do we trade for to get Caron Butler? What did we give up?
We gave up Kwame.
Kwame, thank you, Michael Jordan.
Thank you, Mitch Kupchak, just as well.
Right.
All right, before we go to the break, and we're coming back with a closing argument tonight, I'm taking the roll back this week. And I got a hot subject tonight, and it's going to be somewhat about the Ravens. But, of course, we're in this quandary right now where it looks like Jason Garrett is not going to be the coach of the Ravens, although we're kind of not sure about that. How do you feel about Schottenheimer? Everybody seems to be blasting Schottenheimer. I don't feel that way. I feel that this guy could come in and work with what's there and take that 5-11 and maybe turn it into a 11-5 due to the easy schedule we might have next year.
Bruce, I totally agree with you. Apparently the front office people, Bishotti, et cetera, they were thinking young. They wanted to go young. That's their point of view. You and I are now talking. We believe in Schottenheimer because they got a handful of, I hate to say it, prima donnas, and these guys have been very outspoken recently, and some of their comments have been just off the charts, beyond belief, for guys to talk about wanting certain coaches and who they'll play for and who they won't. It's ridiculous. Schottenheimer at least will get the discipline back. He's a no-nonsense guy and will be able to be competitive again and maybe get in the playoffs.
Let's take a look at Schottenheimer. You think San Diego is playing for the championship of the AFC next week because of Norv Turner? That's Schottenheimer's team.
That's right, and they went 14-2 under Schottenheimer.
14-2 under Schottenheimer, and they almost fell apart this year under Norv Turner. Had Schottenheimer been there, who knows what would have happened. But Schottenheimer will make it happen. I know he has a history of not winning the big game thanks to John Elway and whatever, but he always wins. Go ahead.
Schottenheimer, 20 seasons coaching. He's got 18 500 or better seasons. This guy's only had two losing seasons in his career.
And he's not rebuilding this team, all right? I mean, he's not coming into a team that's decimated, okay? And maybe there are some guys who'll be upset. They'll move on. They won't be Ravens if Schottenheimer comes.
Right.
But I doubt, you know, with the kind of money that they make and the kind of contracts they have, just like they rounded it into shape for Coughlin, okay, with the Giants, they'll round into shape for Schottenheimer. The closing argument when we get back, Jenkins Block and Associates will be back after the break on ESPN 1300 Radio.
Schottenheimer can put a staff together very quickly.
Okay.